Something old or something new, something borrowed or something better. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. For almost a couple hundred years, we've associated the first president of the United States with a cherry tree chopping. The tale goes that George Washington felled a cherry tree and then admitted his wrongdoing by saying to his father, "I cannot tell a lie." Well, guess what? George didn't lie, but neither did he chop the tree or tell the story. Parson Mason Weems, one of Washington's biographers, made up the story, hoping to demonstrate Washington's honesty. And by the way, Washington's false teeth were never made of wood. Instead, they were made of hippopotamus teeth that had been filed down to fit Washington's mouth. Now, I think that toothy truth would have clinched a better chance of being remembered. Ah, well, the truth of the matter is, today's cherry recipe is honestly yummy and something worth sinking your teeth into. Enjoy this cherry mash in honor of George Wash. The ingredients are 2 cups of sugar, 2/3 cup evaporated milk, a dash of salt, 12 large marshmallows, 1/2 cup of butter, 6 ounces of cherry chips, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 12 ounces of chocolate chips, 3/4 cup creamy peanut butter, 2 1/2 cups of crushed peanuts. Now, the directions for that long, seemingly list of ingredients are pretty simple. You're going to blend the sugar, milk, salt, butter, and marshmallows in a pan over low heat and boil for 5 minutes. Then you add the cherry chips and vanilla, stirring until melted and blended. Pour it all into a greased 9x12-inch pan and allow to cool. Then melt the chocolate chips in a pan and remove from the heat. Add the peanut butter and the crushed peanuts and mix together and spread on the cooled pink layer. Now let that all cool completely and then cut into squares for serving. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. And while you're online, why not bop on over to our Ag 1280 Facebook page? Like us, share things we post there from the newsroom and otherwise, and go ahead and tell us about some of your most loved family recipes. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.